This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to episode 70 of the Dread Indian Show and Robots Are a Breath of Fresh Air. Oh my god, I forgot my mom is cooking something spicy. That's because the first ever breathing, sweating, shivering robot has been invented by scientists. I have no idea why. Also, a guilty defendant casually walked out of the courtroom to freedom when nobody was looking. And lastly, reincarnated boy has perfect memory of being a Hollywood actor. Let's see which Hollywood actor he is talking about. But first, let's go to this robot who breathes, sweats and shivers. And that's not me. So, firstly, I don't understand why scientists are trying to make robots so much like human. The same way all vegan food people are trying to make their vegan burgers taste like chicken burgers. It's not the real deal and it's never going to be the same. And what is the purpose of having a shivering robot? So I go and rub myself against the robot and get a massage. And what's the purpose of a sweating robot? If I'm getting a robot helper to replace a housemaid, it's for this exact reason. To avoid all these human unhygienic bodily fluids from touching my food. And why do I need a breathing robot? Anyways, we have less oxygen in the air because of excessive CO2 pollution. And now these robots are going to take away that oxygen too. What next? Robots that can fart? Introducing the Fartinator with 1,000 farts in a single charge. Please don't even get me started. And guess what's the name of this robot? Andy. Arey, just call him Sweaty Yaar because that's what he always does. He sweats. And I don't get this. Generally, you put features in a robot or a gadget that will help humanity. Sweating in robots? So when you hear a voice in the kitchen and tell your security robot to go and check on that, he sweats and shivers too. So what's the use of having him? If he is just as scared as you. And why put shivering as a feature in my robot? Tomorrow, while getting the drinks for my friends, if it starts shivering midway, all the drinks are on the floor. What's the point of this, Andy? Now clean that whole mess. Oh no, Andy has a breathing problem also now, so he needs to take a break. Oh my god, so I'll have to start treating these robots like humans, give them breaks. Next, I will also have to give them Diwali and Christmas bakshish. See, there's no point in trying to make them more human like us. You know, just let them look like us to fit in society. So, you know, people don't get scared of them, like Terminator with red eyes and all. But underneath that silicone skin, let there be a superhuman android robot like it's supposed to be, with insane amounts of strength and speed, and someone that never gets tired and mostly never sweats. So wait, I'm just thinking that if this robot sweats, does it mean that it gets tired too? So now I need to make a sandwich for the robot also. Forget it. I'm not sharing my sandwich with anyone. And yeah, these robots don't make any sense to me. See, if you want to give one particular human feature to a robot, I suggest give him the feature of yawning, you know, because at least that will make us understand whether he's actually, you know, like tired or his... Or you can keep that feature when his battery is going low. So when his battery reaches like 10%, suddenly he's like... So you're like, oh, I need to charge him. That makes sense, okay? Not just, don't make the robot actually yawn when he doesn't want to do any work, or he'll get useless like most humans and he'll go and take a sleep break and start napping when he is actually supposed to like cook food or something. Anyways, but let's see what kind of technology we have in the future, because Elon Musk was showing these robots. I think they're called Optimus. And they look really cool, and he's saying that the Optimus should be available in a few years to help, you know, in factories and to help in your household activities. Kind of like what we see in the iRobot, which is, I think, Will Smith's movie. So let's see if robot helpers becomes a normal thing, but definitely don't want robot helpers to be breathing, sweating and shivering and farting, pooping. No, definitely not. Yawning, totally fine. But moving on to the next news, where a guilty defendant casually walked out of the courtroom when nobody was looking. So my question is, how does this even happen? And all this was caught on the security camera of the courtroom. So the camera saw everything, but people in the courtroom were like least bothered. They were on Instagram or TikTok, I have no idea. And no, this never happened in India. This happened in the States. So I saw this video, and everyone's busy in their own work, and then you see this guy, the guy who's actually convicted for the crime. So he just looks around, and then he casually just gets up and walks straight out, like as if he's just gone on a pee break. And then the security camera kind of follows him, and you can see him walking from one floor to the other, and then he walks out of the courtroom, and then he starts jogging a bit. And yeah, so weird. So this guy was in court because he threatened a woman with a shotgun, for which he had already been found guilty and was definitely going to go to jail. But while the judge was busy doing something else, and while the other people also were busy on their TikTok and Instagram, this guy just casually walked out like he was at a birthday party and he got bored. This actually seemed like a Bollywood movie scene, and it kind of reminded me of this scene from the 1980s movie Tridev. I don't know whether you guys have seen it. I think there's Jackie Shroff, Sunny Deol, and Nasiruddin Shah. So in this movie, there's this guy who is in Lagan, the guy with the long hair and beard, the guy who when he bowls, he's like So this particular guy, he gets airlifted by a helicopter, and Jackie Shroff is in the helicopter. So yeah, this is a Bollywood movie scene, so that's the reason it seems fun. But walking out of the courtroom just after being pronounced guilty, that just goes to show that US courts are really chill. And to be honest, I just remembered about this other story that I covered at least a couple of months ago, where this guy again, he was in a courtroom, and the cops just, he was in handcuffs, and they opened his handcuffs. And I think after that, he's supposed to sit down. That's how they get the convict in the courtroom. And when they removed his handcuffs, he just ran. He ran straight out, and he knew exactly which way to take, and he ran outside. And later he was caught, but still. So this just goes to show that US courtrooms are very chill. And all of this is happening while their ex-president Trump just got indicted on federal charges. And they say that he will likely be sent to jail for 400 years. Twilight ka vampire hai kya? US courts are weird. Very chill in the courtrooms, but at the same time sentencing people for hundreds of years. But you can easily walk out if you're bored. So sadly or not sadly, this guy was caught by the cops the next day, and three other people were charged for helping him escape. One was his brother, who was jailed for 6 years. So bhai to kasai ho gaya yahan pe. But I don't think this is even possible in our courts, because there are so many people constantly in the courtroom, at least what they show in Bollywood movies. Plus, I think I've seen enough Bollywood movies where the main villain tries to escape from the courtroom and the cops shoot him down. So definitely not suggesting this route to anyone. To be honest, just don't go to jail and just be a good law-abiding citizen. Else you will be shot by the cops, and then you will have to just pray that you get reincarnated again and come back as a Hollywood actor like this kid who says that he is reincarnated and he has perfect memory of being a Hollywood actor in the past life. So here I can't remember what I did yesterday, and this kid can remember stuff from his past life. Must there? So this boy is just 10 years old, and he remembers everything from his past life. And he claims that he was punched by Marilyn Monroe's bodyguards during his past life. And Monroe died in 1962. So the kid believes that he is the reincarnation of Martin Marty, who died in 1964. So that's almost 50 years ago. But why wait 50 years to be reborn? Can't you just come back in like 1965? Or you need to go back to heaven and fill some forms, give some tests, or maybe you go and live over there and then you die and come back over here, and then you die here and go back over there, and then you come back over here. Okay, I'm just talking a lot of shit. But yeah, going back to this boy, the boy even remembered how he died. He says that his heart exploded before he headed towards the light. God knows what light he's talking about, traffic light maybe. But very scary for a 10-year-old to be saying all of this. And all this crazy 10-year-olds only exist in the States. Like on the first episode of Deadly Takes, I talked about this kid who stole his mom's car and was driving it to go and meet her. And then there was a police chase. How crazy was that? And then on episode 2, I'm talking about this kid who thinks he's reincarnated. I think in every episode of Deadly Takes, I'll have to talk about some crazy 10-year-old from the States. But also maybe this is the same kid who robbed the car yesterday, because how else do you explain his driving skills? Maybe he remembers how to drive from 1964. You never know. Anyway, so this 10-year-old kid started getting memories of his past life at the age of 3, and his parents obviously never believed him, like any parents. And obviously, if they were Indian parents, they would beat the shit out of him. They would be like, "Pagal hai kya?" They would beat him so much that he would even forget anything about his current life. Anyways, I'm just remembering how I was bashed when I was a kid. This kid would repeatedly beg his mother from his present life to take him to Los Angeles to visit his other family. Okay, that's again quite scary, to be honest. But do you guys believe in reincarnation, past life? Because what I did was, I kind of just went to check on Google which famous celebrity died on 8th April 1988. And no one famous and talented died on that particular day. So basically that day is my birthday. So that just goes to show that I'm not the reincarnation of anyone famous. Thank you, Sad SFX, for making the moment look really dramatic. But yeah, having all these memories suddenly pop up in your head is also so scary. And what do you do if you died at the age of 15 and were reborn the same year, and then at the age of 15 in your present life, you go and visit your past life parents? So who do you take as your parents now? Your past life parents or your present life parents? I think that depends on who has more property. Kidding. Obviously, the one who has more gold. Kidding again. But yeah, that would be really weird, yeah. Especially for the parents. So they'd be like, "Ye kahan se aa gaya?" And you know, all this reincarnation thing would be really cool if you had some treasure buried somewhere in your past life by you, and now only you know about it. See, then it makes sense. Else, what's the point of remembering that you were punched by Marilyn Monroe's bodyguards? Who cares? But with that, we come to an end of episode 70 of The Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys love the episode. And which movie do I recommend you guys to go and watch this weekend? Actually, last night I was watching... What happens nowadays is I'm scrolling through Facebook and watching a lot of these food videos. And then there's this page called Box Office Something Something. So this particular Facebook page takes out clips from certain movies, and it's quite interesting, you know, 7-minute clips and stuff. So one of the scenes was from this movie, Straight Out of Compton, as the Americans would say it. So I used to call it Crompton before. So Straight Out of Compton, it was the scene where Eazy-E is told by the doctor that he has AIDS, and you know, the entire thing. So I was like, "Oh wow, I remember this movie. I'd watched just, you know, maybe an hour of it, but I didn't complete the movie." So I watched it yesterday, and again I stopped exactly at 1 hour. So I think this movie is cursed for me, and I always stop at 1 hour. So I'll try and finish the movie right now after the podcast. But you guys go and watch it out, because it's a really cool movie. The music in it is obviously cool, because it takes you back to, you know, the 90s rap era, gangster rap. Then you see Tupac. I mean, I don't think so. You see Tupac, but you see Suge Knight over there. You see the whole rivalry. You see, you know, how things were back then for all the rappers. You see Dr. Dre and, you know, everything. And then, you know, the you can't do this when you're in the theater, but obviously you can do it on the phone. But when you're on the laptop, you listen to something, you pause the movie, and then you can go and check those details out. You know, like there were certain names taken, certain gang names taken, and I kept checking them out. I'm like, I need to research and see and get my gang knowledge straight. But really cool movie, please go and check it out. And yeah, that's about it. I wish you guys a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. Don't order a lot of outside food, because apparently, and that's the precise reason why I didn't do a podcast for almost a month, because I was unwell. I had a really bad stomach infection, and I had ordered food from a cheap place because there was a good discount on the food app. So don't fall for that. And yeah, just eat home-cooked food, and yeah, sometimes McDonald's and all is fine, I think. I don't know. Anyways, this is not promoted by McDonald's. You guys have a great weekend, and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to The Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the Epilogue Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? Not Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.